This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And be here till 12 o'clock. Excuse me, 12 o'clock, that'll be a long time. It's 10 o'clock Eastern time. Answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we did have some calls, so we can get right into those. Nathan, we got somebody on the line?
We got a couple somebodies. We'll start with one, Brian in New Hampshire.
Brian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. I called you before. I'm actually from New Hampshire, but I'm visiting a friend down on Martha's Vineyard this weekend, and they planted some hydrangeas about a month ago.
Okay.
And they haven't been here, so they haven't had really monitored them.
Yeah,
and this weekend they're looking, and the flowers are turning brown, but more important, the leaves are turning brown. They got holes in them. To me, it looks like a fungus. I don't know. I've seen fungus on my grapes before where you have a spot, like a shiny spot. These look like spots that have burnt right through the leaves.
Okay, so if it's sometimes if it's a burnt spot like that, it could be a couple things. It could be rain, that the water's sitting on the leaf, and then it gets really sunny out.
Okay.
And it burns the leaf by doing that.
Okay.
It also could be an insect, piercing, sucking type insect that's chewing. I'm sorry, it's not a piercing, sucking. It's more of a chewing insect.
Okay.
There are multiple insects that can do that chewing. So they're like perfect circles, though, or they kind of...
Oh, no, they're ragged. They're
ragged?
Yeah.
All right, so it seems like something's chewing on the leaves there.
Okay.
So what I'd look at doing is getting a product, getting a product, something along the lines of like a Captain Jack's from Bonide.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That will take care of chewing type insects. Caterpillars, those types of things, those are the chewing insects to be spraying. It's organic, so you can spray it on everything.
Okay.
Now, the other thing you said, the leaves, the flowers have kind of gone by?
Yeah, the tops of the flowers are turning brown.
Do you know what type of hydrangeas? Are they blue or are they white?
Endless summer.
Okay, so those are ones with the blossoms that you can cut those blossoms off as they go by. And it's not going to affect next year's blossoms or this year's blossoms. That's why they have the name Endless Summer, because they'll bloom multiple times during the season. And so you could actually cut the dead blossoms off to rejuvenate the plant.
Okay.
Give it like a type of granular fertilizer, maybe like an all-purpose, like a 10-10-10 fertilizer.
Yeah.
To allow that... to allow the plant to rejuvenate and come back for it. So a 10-10-10 can usually be added every 6 to 8 weeks. So you could do that today. And then, towards the end of the summer, they could do it again to help really give it something back. But I'd like to see you do when it comes to the insects is kind of lift up the leaf a little bit, kind of shake the plant a little bit too, and see if anything flies off. That's one of the ways you can kind of tell if there's something there. Then the summer doesn't have a lot of insects, but if there's something around, and you know we've had a good amount of rain here and there, that's a breeding ground for different insects, chewing type insects that can be on there. So definitely take a look at that. But the Captain Jack's is the best way to go to spray. Again, it's organic, but it goes with that, those chewing type insects. If you weren't seeing holes, but you were seeing yellowing out, that would be a different type of insect if it was there. Again, it could also be sunscorch. Just from rain hitting it, sitting it on it, and then rain popping out. That could be something as well.
So the flowers themselves would be turning at this point in time anyway, or do you think that ties into the...
So I think it has maybe it has a little bit to do with watering. You know, you said nobody's there to take care of them when they're not there.
Well, they didn't observe it the last 2 weeks. They weren't here, so I don't know how long it's been going on, but... So to cut these back, it's okay to cut them back now, wait till they brown out totally, and then...
You can cut them back now just to really make them, you know, try to rejuvenate, because cutting them back...
Go ahead. How far back to come back?
Just cut the blossom off, or you can cut a little bit, you know, a couple leaf nodes below it. To help that out. I don't see a problem with doing that, especially, like I said, an endless summer hydrangea. It blossoms on old and new wood, so you're still going to get blossoms again this year and next year, so you're not going to affect the plant. So you can cut it back a little bit more if you wanted to shape it, but I think that would be all right to do.
All right, wonderful. All right, Patrick, thank you for your help.
All right, no problem. Enjoy the vineyard. I'm actually headed that way in about... a week or so.
That's great.
Yeah, I haven't been there since I was a little kid, so I can't wait to get down there. But it's going to be hopefully the weather stays nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful right now, but I think they're seeing some storms later today. But whatever.
Exactly.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right, Brian. Have a great one.
You too as well. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there is a fast working and effective all organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Get some Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew today. Go gardening organically with the Captain. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is available at these fine retailers. You can find them at Cash True Value in East Lyme, Connecticut. That Bloom in Place 2 in Pembroke, Massachusetts. Or Essex County Co-op in Topsfield, Massachusetts. All right, and for those on the vineyard, you can also find these at Jardin Mahoney Garden Center in Oak Bluffs, Mass. We do have some calls on the line, so we're going to go right back to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Nathan, Robertson Lowell.
Robert, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help
you? Hey, good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm calling this morning based on... some problems I saw when I went out to an oak tree. We have a bunch of oak trees, but I have an oak tree that's lost a lot of leaves, it seems, the last couple days. So I picked one up, took a look at it. It's kind of shriveled up. They all came out fine, but this specific one now is very brown. A few years ago, we had the black spot.
Yep.
That seemed to went away. That had no problems last year, but this year I'm looking at it, and I got a lot of dead leaves on it. When I looked up, and also on the ground.
Okay. Now, have you had any construction in that area recently, the past couple of years?
No. Okay. No. And it's a mature tree.
It's a real big guy?
Yeah, probably, yeah. It's a smaller leaf oak.
Okay. Now, how tall is this tree?
I got to say 30, 40 feet.
Okay, so it's pretty well developed. Now is any, so you're seeing, the leaves are turning brown, they're shriveling up, Is there anything happening to the bark?
No. Nope.
Okay.
No, it's funny. And one side of it is on the yard. The other side of it borders a sidewalk. So anytime it's near a sidewalk, I'm always concerned because, you know, there's no place for the roots to get water. But one whole side of it is on the yard and the other one is the sidewalk. And yeah, I have others that are in worse positions but doing very, very well.
Now, a question for that tree specifically. What side of the tree started this or was it the whole tree?
It's a whole tree.
Okay. I'm trying to just rule out compaction and everything like that from that side. Because the easy answer would have been if it was the side towards the street, it's compaction, and we could, you know, wipe our hands and it'd be done. So you said it had black spot a couple years ago?
Yes, it did.
Okay. I'm wondering if there's another disease going on to that. The only problem is I can tell you to use a fungus control, but I think you're going to need to get somebody to come in with a spray, especially with it being 30 feet tall. We're going to a break, so I want you to hang tight for me. I want to look at my books, see if there's a little bit more about the black spot on oaks and what it does afterwards, because I think that's going to it's still affecting it. So hang tight for me during the break. We're going to be right back, and I'll get you a better answer for that. So hang tight.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We've been working on some microphone stuff in the background, so a little behind there. Apologize. We were talking with Rob from Lowell. So Rob, the oak seems like it has a disease, some sort of still coming from that black spot. So,
yep.
There's a couple things. I definitely would suggest somebody coming in to take a look at the tree itself and seeing up in the tree a little bit more and see if there's anything in there. Are you noticing any, like powdery mildew or any types of, mildew on the leaves at this point?
No, really, just shriveled up.
Just shriveled up.
Shriveled up and brown, and even what I can see in the tree, I don't see that.
Okay.
So I grabbed a couple of them. I'm looking at them now. They're brown. There's some bright green areas closer to the stem. And then the rest of the outside, all the tips for sure are all brown, dark brown, shriveled up, dried out almost.
Okay. Now, something that big is hard to, fertilize with like a bag, like a tree tone. For a 30-foot tree, you're going to need like 50 to 60 pounds of it just per tree. What I'd like to see you do is call a tree expert to come in and see if it's worth trying to save. Now, there's a couple places out there. There's one out of Billerica called Bartlett Tree Experts. They're one of the best in the area when it comes to diagnosing if the tree can be taken care of or not. I know that they do a lot of they will do a lot of the protection, the disease control, etc. They'll also even fertilize it if it's worth it. I think they're definitely worth giving a call to have come out, just because of the way you've had the tar spot in the past, you've had issues with it. So the tree was already weak. So other pathogens and diseases are more likely to come in. So I think Bartlett Tree Experts would be the way to go in Billerica. You can call them out of there. And then if, you know, if it comes to a point where it's not going to be worth keeping, there's a lot of great tree services around the area here that you could be looking at. One that I always see and I've had family use is Chuck's Tree Service. They're out at Tewksbury.
Okay, I've seen that. I've seen an advertisement for those guys.
I know they did really great work. They took down about 15 pine trees at my brother-in-law's house a couple years ago. Great service in and out of there. So that would be one to be looking at if it comes to that. But again, I want you to have some sort of, come and look at the tree itself. Seems like there's a disease that's still gone on. You might not see the tar spot any longer, but because of that, it opened up the plant for other pathogens, other diseases, etc.
Well, just one more thing. My wife just mentioned to me, I think a couple of years ago at the very bottom, the base of the tree,
yep,
we had almost like a mushroom type of a thing on there.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
On the tree
really
itself?
Like a mushroom. It was right on the very base of the tree.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 or 3 inches up from the ground. Okay. I'm not sure what the technical term for it is, but
yeah, it's like a canker
because it was. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
So something else is going on with the tree, and I think that canker is part of it. Do you know? Did it ever like ooze out any liquid from it?
It did. As a matter of fact, we tried to take some of it off in raking around the tree because there are some privets that bound up against it, and. You know, you could see that it was moist. It was white inside that canker. But I don't remember exactly whether it was liquid coming out of it, though.
Yeah, so it was kind of like a white with yellow to it. I know exactly what you're talking about. So that tree fungus, I'm trying to think of the name of it. I can see it. I'm trying to think of the exact name, but I know exactly what it is.
And that's okay. Your advice is best is to get somebody else to take a look at it and give me an opinion on it.
Yeah.
We've had it, but it's been there ever since we bought the house, so
okay.
I'd hate to lose it.
No, I understand, and I think having somebody like Bartlett Tree Experts is the way to go. I'm going to look and get that name of that fungus so you can have some ideas. So listen to the show for the next little bit. After the break, I'll get back to it. So have a great one.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People come into our country illegally. We're taking them out legally. Very simple.
President Trump says the immigration raids that are expected to be getting underway today in 10 U.S. cities are designed to target illegal immigrants who already have final deportation orders. But in Los Angeles County, California, Supervisor Hilda Solis says all illegal immigrants are afraid they're going to get caught up in the raids over the next several days.
People are petrified, and it's sad because young children that need to go to school or can get meals at summer school or whatever, they won't go.
Likely to be downgraded to a tropical depression by day's end, Tropical Storm Barry is still expected to dump up to 2 feet of rain on the Mississippi Valley today and tomorrow, and forecasters warn it could cause life-threatening floods. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know we do have calls on the line, so we're going to go right to those. Nathan, who's up next?
Larry is in Lawrence.
Larry, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
Hello. I have a few questions on hydrangeas and one about peppers. I have an older, not an old, it's hydrangea I've had for 4 or 5 years. I had to move it a few years back, like 4, and I questioned your dad about it, and it's always bloomed where it was before I moved it. Now it never does. I got wilt proof. I fertilize it. It grows, but there's no flowers on it. And it's full sun, and I'm wondering, maybe should I try root pruning around it, maybe sharpening it into flowering?
Yeah, you could definitely try that. When did you fertilize last?
Probably about 4 weeks ago, and I used, triple phosphate.
Okay.
And then I waited a few weeks later, and I used 10-10-10.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful plant. It just won't bloom anymore.
And it's been doing this for a couple of years now?
Yes. But before I moved it, it bloomed every year.
Okay. Now, I think, so it's been, what, 2-3 years since you moved it?
Yes. Maybe okay. 3 or 4.
All right. You would think usually like 2 to 3 years is what would be like the transplant shock getting back to normal, and the third, fourth year is when it would pop back to you. Using the superphosphate, then using the 10-10-10, I would think you would start to see some buds. Have you seen anything at all, or is it just leaves?
No, nothing, just beautiful leaves.
Okay, and what type of hydrangea is it?
I know you were going to ask. I don't know.
Is it blue or white?
Oh, it's blue.
Okay.
But then getting to the blue thing, part of the other question is, I put that acidifier on.
Yep.
Do you have to do that every year?
Well, so it depends, obviously, when you have the blooms, on how blue the flower is.
Right.
So if the flower starts to fade into that more of that pink color,
right,
you would definitely need to use more soil acidifier.
Right.
Whereas if it was staying into that deep blue and almost right. purple, you would not have to. So again, that would be if you have the flowers, right?
Okay, so getting back to this, I don't know what else to do. I think I'm going to go out today and probably, unless you tell me different, is to root prune it. I don't know what else to shock it.
Yeah, so what I'd like you to do is take a look at it since you put the superphosphate in about 4 weeks ago and the 10-10-10 about 2 weeks ago. Look at it and see if there's anything popping through underneath. Some of the blue hydrangeas are a little bit behind, depending upon where we are. We've had a lot of rain.
Right.
I think some of the heat that we're having now is going to help push those through. Hydrangeas like that heat.
Well, it gets full heat. I have to water it twice a day.
Okay. Well, that could be something else too. What I'd like to see you do is cut back on the watering a bit.
Okay.
Instead of doing it twice.
Well, the leaves crawled over, like, I think they're going to die, and then they come back
yep.
again.
So instead of twice a day,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to see you do it once, but I want to see it in a deep watering. And okay. the deep watering, how I'd like that to be done is leave the hose on a trickle.
Right.
And leave it for about 20-25 minutes.
Okay.
And just have it a deep watering. And do that in the morning. Okay.
Okay.
Watering twice and doing it every day could be a little bit too much for it. I'd like to see it, again, like I said, slow trickle on the hose. Let it sit there for about, 25-30 minutes.
Right.
And really get that soaking in there. I want you to look at the inside the plant and see if any buds are starting to pop out through.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, a root pruning is not going to hurt it. By any means, you don't want to do it too close to the plant, obviously, almost
right,
at the
right.
drip line.
Right.
Okay, so the drip line, the drip line
yeah.
is as wide
yeah.
as the plant is.
Yes.
So you could do it there. But I think the fertilizer needs a little bit of time to work. The 10-10-10 can be done every 6 weeks to really help push the growth.
Okay, so I have a lace hydrangea, and it was getting too woody. And
yep.
I guess flowers grow on the new and the old.
Yes.
So I cut back some of the old drastically, but I left some buds still coming. So I guess that'll be okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Now the most of the white, which would be the paniculata type varieties
right.
of hydrangeas, can
right.
be they bloom on old and new wood. They can come back easily from them. The other like blue type is the endless summer hydrangea that
right.
can be on old and new wood. We could have also there could have been some issues. The past couple of years we've had crazy winters.
Right.
Where it's been warm early, and then it gets real cold with snow. That could have done some damage on this year's growth. Say it's an old style, like a Nico Blue type hydrangea, which is a blue
that's
one.
My favorite.
If it's one of those, yeah. that could really affect it and not give you the blooms because of that.
They're doing good this year. On the endless summer, you told the gentleman earlier that he could cut off some of the old dead blooms.
Yep.
Does that mean the whole stem or just the flowers?
So you can do both, because an endless summer is one that will regrow that season. I've actually taken some in a garden center when I worked at a different garden center than I do now. We had some came in that were, they call them too leggy. They were floppy. So
yeah.
we wanted to cut them back to get them a little bit stronger and nice bushier. And that was probably at the beginning of June. And later on in the season, about August, we almost had a brand new crop come in because of it. And those did bloom that year. We did, just an all-purpose fertilizer to get it going. But you could cut it. So what I'm saying is you can cut it as simple as just a little bit, or you can cut it back.
So you can cut the old wood off also?
Yeah, you can get rid of some of the dead branches,
right.
Some of the old branches to thin it out if you'd like. Definitely wouldn't be a problem.
Okay, one last question.
Sure.
A friend of mine and myself have a very difficult time getting my peppers started. They're growing good, but I have to go back to the nursery and buy more and more. They seem just not to take when I first plant them. They either get drowned out. I just don't know what it is.
Now, so with some of the peppers, sometimes the best way to do it is make sure when you plant them, they're a little bit higher up in the soil, the stem part, instead of having them, you know, deep and covered with soil. Uh-huh. Make sure that root flare, that trunk flare, if you will, is exposed. No heavy watering. Don't water from the top. Water from the soil only.
I do.
And
what I do when I get them out of a six-pack, I kind of split the little so they're not root-bound.
Yeah, so that definitely. You don't want it, if they start to get root-bound, you know, you make sure it gets a nice, a bigger pot, transplanted, etc. But with the, if you get them in the little six-pack, sometimes there's those white fibrous roots that are right on the outside going around.
Yeah.
If they're really spun around, you can cut them a little bit with a nice sharp knife to allow the roots to grow.
Have the peppers up high. Don't divot around them.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that the plant can be a little bit higher than the soil level, just to give it a little bit up for the breathing aspect of it. So the plant will breathe from that flare on the bottom, just like a tree or a shrub. So you don't want to have soil compacted around it. So definitely take a look at that. And then watering, maybe a little bit less watering, you know, every couple days, every other day, and keep it in lots of sun.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem, Larry. Enjoy the rest of your day and good luck.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. Excuse me. Now give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's easy dose cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. We do have phone calls on the line, so we're going to go right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris in Massachusetts.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. I planted three green giant avobites and then three rhodos. So I've been watering them every other day for like 30 minutes. Is that good enough? And I was just wondering how long do I continue to do that?
So are you watering like the hose with like a trickle? Perfect. So, depending upon the size, how big were the green giant arborvitaes?
Like between 5 and 6 feet.
Okay, so 30 minutes is a perfect amount of time. And you can do that every couple days. You really want to get them established. So, there's no time frame where it says like 3 weeks and you're done.
Right.
You want to take a look at the weather that's going on. If we start to have a hot summer like we've had the past couple days, then you're going to have to continue it through the season, you know, through that summer season to make sure it's taken care of. Especially with both the rhododendron and the arborvitae, I'm sure there's a little bit of shade there that'll keep them cool during parts of the day. Make sure you water in the morning. If you can't do it till the afternoon, that's fine too. But watering in the morning is the best way to do it, to allow it to just absorb during the day. So it doesn't dry out as much during the day waiting for the water at the end of the day. So in the morning is better, if you could.
Okay. All right, so I'm glad I called because, like, I was going to do it for, like, 2 or 3 weeks. So I'm glad to know if it's going to be really hot and humid and no rain, just continue it all summer, which is no problem.
Yeah, so what the one just... trick to make sure that you're doing the planting as well. Since they're newly planted, I'm sure the sides, you know, the soil isn't full of roots. You can actually take a trowel and dig down on the side where that loose soil is after you've watered for a half an hour and see how deep the watering goes. if the water goes to the base of the plant or you feel that it's really wet, then 30 minutes is perfect. But if you notice that it's not really going down, you might need to do it for a little bit more. Whereas the opposite effect, if it's really, really soaked, you might not need to do it for 30 minutes. It could be cutting back to 20 minutes. You know, during the season, you'll kind of see how the plant reacts. The plant will tell you. It does have its sign. It'll wilt. It'll turn, that type of thing. But as the season goes on, you'll want to taper off a little bit. So you're not doing it every 3 days. Maybe it's every 4 days to try and get it more natural to its environment. But definitely the deep soakings is the way to go.
Thank you so much. Thank you for telling me how I can check it, too, because I would have never done that. So thanks so much. Have a great
day. No problem, Chris. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break on the other side. We'll answer more of your gardening questions. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We do have a few calls on the line, so we're going to go right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Evie in New Hampshire.
Evie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call, Patrick. Okay, I just want to start off with, I'm on my phone. So on my phone, the radio station stops at 9 o'clock. So if I don't get to finish, will I then be able to go on my computer and finish there with you?
Yep. If you go to the paulparent.com website and listen live, we'll bring you to a link that you can listen to us live.
Okay. Would I have to dial again, though,
nope,
to get you again if we don't get to finish? Because I have three short questions.
No, but you'd be fine. You could stay on. What's your first question?
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, the first one is about my old-fashioned lilacs and also my Miss Kim Korean lilac. Is it too late to prune both of those?
Nope, you can prune them now after they've bloomed, so you could definitely get going with that now, but I'd do it soon rather than later.
Exactly. I didn't know if it was too late already.
Nope, you'd be fine.
Okay. Second thing, I have two issues with my knockout roses. They look very healthy and are blooming very profusely, except they now have, I can see there is a chewing problem with a chewing insect on the leaf, and also what looks like to me a leaf miner. the plant is slowly, like, all, getting to half of the leaves already. I need to do something fast to stop this. And I am an organic, I grow organically because I use my rose petals. So I think I heard you earlier suggest Captain Jack, that's organic, for the chewing insect problem. What about for the what looks like leaf miner to me? I appreciate any tips you can give me, please.
Yeah, so the an organic way to get any, like, the piercing, sucking, minor types, you could use All Seasons oil or neem oil. Either one of those are organic. It would take care of that type of insect.
Okay, and do you also suggest that in combination with Captain Jack?
Oh, so the neem oil would do a little bit of everything. I would think the neem oil might be your best bet for both of those.
Okay.
So you could just maybe just go with that one, see how it goes, and maybe alternate it every couple weeks.
Okay, okay. And with the with both of those, how do you apply the neem oil? Do you put that on the leaves or at the base of the plant? How do you apply that?
You would spray the entire plant so it's dripping, not like a heavy drip, but dripping just a little bit.
Okay, okay. And what about and what about the Captain Jack? You same thing with that?
Same thing. Yep.
Same thing. Okay, and let's see. That's my second question. Now the third one is probably the most important of all. I've had a health issue, so that kept me from transplanting my veggie plants that are still in their pots. Now, what I'm just starting to. Well enough now so I can get them into the garden. So I'd like you, any tips and suggestions you can give me so I can still have plants produced for me. What I'm talking about are cucumbers, the squash family. I have winter and summer squashes. I've got melons. I've got peppers of all types, plus tomatoes, and also some string beans and peas. Now, the string beans and peas and squashes, all the squash family, are already producing blossoms. They're beautiful. The plants still look healthy. So I know from past experience with my marigolds and my tomatoes that when I didn't get them into the ground soon enough and they were already blossoming and legling, I would pinch off the blossoms. And so that the roots would have a chance to develop, because I know how important it is to have strong root development before producing blossoms. So my question is, for all of these plants, can you tell me which, if not all, I can do that to, so that I can have a chance to, so they can have a chance to still be healthy and produce, because I'm getting them, able to get them into the ground today and tomorrow.
You could do them with any of the ones that you have. Getting them in the ground is definitely going to help it. Use a liquid type fertilizer. Anything along those lines is definitely worth it to help it out. Hang on the line with me as we're going to a break, but just hang on and I'll talk to you in between the break here.
Thank you so much.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.